Treaty Talk, the Experts Edition. With Tony Pennicutt, former Yukon Premier and involved in the Yukon Umbrella Final Agreement negotiations.
My name is Tony Pennicutt. I am a former Premier of the Yukon Territory, a former Deputy Minister responsible for Aboriginal negotiations in BC, and a author of numerous articles and a couple of books on the subjects of Aboriginal rights and Indigenous government.
Why is the Yukon Umbrella Final Agreement important?
I think the UFA is profoundly important about defining the relationship, not just between First Nations, territorial government, federal government, but also between First Citizens and non-First Nation people, or between settlers, as some people use that term, and as a kind of social contract or compact that governs the way they will live together. As few divided communities do, even in the 21st century.
Why should youth get involved in their treaties?
Well, I think they should get involved because it is what's at stake is the reforms that have been achieved which improve their life. And if they're cavalier or careless or indifferent to that, they may discover that someday someone will come along and at least try to take them away. My very firm belief is if people don't know what's in the treaty, there'll be no one around to defend it. The key thing to understand is that 10, 20, 30 years after these treaties were made, they're still not yet implemented. So there's more implementation to be done than has been done already, way more. So the idea that the treaties were a generation ago and it's all done, it's not. The implementation, I mean, reasonably, it would be reasonable to say that it might take 100 years to implement most of these agreements. And that's work for the next two or three generations.
And how can they get involved?
Well, I think there are 100 different ways. They can become politically active in their own community. They can become a public servant in their own community. They can become a public servant for the territorial government or for the federal government. They can be active citizens. The range of job options for the current generation are incredibly varied and interesting compared to just one generation ago. I think the UFA, that is the cornerstone agreement that makes these things possible.